بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تصدق بعدل تمرة من كسب طيب ولا يقبل الله إلا طيب فإن الله يقبلها بيمينه ثم يربيها لصاحبها كما يربي أحدكم فلوه حتى تكون مثل الجبل متفق عليه سيدنا ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عن رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever gives in sadaqa that amount equal to a date from halal lawful earnings he gives just one date in sadaqa and Allah only accepts that which is lawful Allah will then accept it with his right hand And of course Allah is free from any hand, but here what the meaning is implied is that Allah fully accepts this sadaqah this person gave of just one date. So Allah accepts it and then increases it for the giver. In other words, one date he gives in sadaqah, Allah increases the date for the giver. Just as one of you brings up his foal. Person has got a horse, a baby horse, a foal. Now he looks after it. And he grows it, nurtures it, until it becomes a big horse. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures this. Allah increases this one little date that you gave, just as one of you brings up his foal, until that single date grows as large as a mountain. As this single date grows as large as a mountain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts this one date that the person gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever little we give, but we give it with ikhlas of course, and from halal, lawful sources, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the giver's reward, many fold in the year after. So much so, that when he goes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day of qiyamah, he will see this one date that he gave, equivalent to a mountain in size, and therefore that amount of reward. وعنه رضي الله عن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بينما رجل يمشي بفلات من الأرض فسمع صوتا في سحابة اسقي حديقة فلان Once a man was walking in the desert land when he heard a voice from a cloud saying اسقي حديقة فلان Go and irrigate the orchard of so and so person So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands this one cloud to go and rain upon a certain person's orchard And this man who is walking, he hears this voice from above. That go and irrigate the orchard of so-and-so person. فَتَنَحَّى ذَلِكَ السَّحَابِ فَأَفْرَغَ مَاءَهُ فِي حَرَّةٍ So the cloud moves and it pours all its water onto some rocky ground. فَإِذَا شَرْجَةٌ مِنْ تِلْكَ الشِّرَاجِ قَدْ إِسْتَوْعَبَتْ ذَلِكَ الْمَاءَ كُلَّهُ فَتَتَبَّعَ الْمَاءَ So this water falls on the rocky ground and then we find a little stream then gathers all the water that came onto this rocky ground. The man then follows the water to see where is this water going, whose orchard is it. فَإِذَا رَجُلٌ قَائِمٌ فِي حَدِيقَتِهِ يُحَوِّلُ الْمَاءَ بِمِسْحَاتِهِ Then suddenly he sees a man standing in a certain orchard and he is guiding the water with his spade towards himself, towards his orchard. So he's standing there, he's got his spade and this little stream is coming from that rain cloud that burst and poured into the rocky land. Now the stream is coming and this man now is taking his spade and bringing the water towards his orchard. فَقَالْ لَهُ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ مَا إِسْمُكْ So this passerby who heard the sound of from the clouds that go and pour your water to that particular person's ground, he comes and he sees this person, he asks him, O servant of Allah, what is your name? قَالَ فُلَانٌ لِسْمِ الَّذِي سَمِعَ فِي السَّحَابَةِ He said, I'm a certain person. The exact name that this man heard from above the clouds. فَقَالْ لَهُ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ لِمَا تَسْأَلُنِي عَنْ إِسْمِي So that man asked, why are you asking me about my name? قَالَ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ صَوْتًا فِي السَّحَابَةِ الَّذِي هَذَا مَاؤُهُ يَقُولُ إِسْقِي حَدِيقَةَ فُلَارٍ لِسْمِكَ So he said, I heard a sound in the cloud from where this water has come, this rain. And the sound in the cloud said that go and irrigate and put and pour water onto your orchard. The same name I heard, but you give me now your name. The same name I heard from the cloud. فَمَا تَسْدَعُ فِيهَا. So there must be something different that you are doing. Allah is setting this rakhi, this intizam for you. فَمَا تَسْدَعُ فِيهَا. So tell me, what do you do in this land? Tell me, what is your practice here? What do you do in this orchard of yours? So he replies, فَقَالَ أَمَا إِذَا قُلْتَ هَذَا. Well, if you are saying that this is what you heard, فَإِنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَى مَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. So I always estimate the produce of this land. Whatever this land produces, whatever fruit, vegetable, فَأَتَصَدَّقُ بِثُلُثِهِ. And 1/3 from this produce I give as charity. وَآكُلُ أَنَا وَعِيَالِي ثُلُثًا. Then myself and my family, we eat from the next 1/3. وَأَرُدُّ فِيهَا ثُلُثَهُ. And the last 1/3, I reinvest it back into the orchard. So 3 parts I make. 1 part I give it in charity. Imagine, 1/3 of his produce he gives away in sadaqah. This is not zakat, this is sadaqah he's giving. And وَأَنَا آكُلُ أَنَا وَعِيَالِي ثُلُثًا. And 2/3 portion, I and my family, we eat from it. And the remaining 1/3, we reinvest it into the orchard. So again, this hadith is teaching us a virtue of spending in the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us even in this world because of the sadaqah that we're giving. And also in hereafter, Allah will protect us from the fire of Jahannam. But even in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us and shows us the barakah of our sadaqah. Therefore, from our income, whatever we have, if we can earmark a certain amount, if not 1/3, whatever it is, to go as sadaqah every time we get some earnings and produce, then 1/3 we give as sadaqah. And the remain we can use for ourselves or reinvesting into our business. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.